Blog Talk Radio.
Someone singing,
I can too
sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. To decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
CEO and founder of Low Tech Energy. Renewable Energy, as I indicated, is the CEO and founder of Low Tech Energy and member of National Wildlife Conservation Committee of Power, which has 19 members organized doing this thing. Advocacy for the advocacy group, and it's all that needs to be for direct involvement. The need to develop a world where developing world is born in diversity, the board of experience, global institutions, as well as development, working in advocacy in Latin America. Under his leadership, the GoTech is a 100 megawatt power purchase agreement with the electric company of Ghana in January 2016. In addition, he has met with the Minister of Broad Access to Latin America. Post GoTech 21, Mr. Ringo offers a perspective on this. Yes, in the oil and gas industry, government has found the GoTech is developed. In addition, Mr. Ringo has was featured by Vice President Al Gore, the Academy Award-winning documentary, and Inconvenient Truth, Environmental Movement, published in 2007, and the Green Festival Media, published in 2008. These are just a few of the accomplishments of Mr. Jerome Greenville, chairman and and founder of the Low Tech Energy. Now, as we move forward with this show today, we are doing a that we had here on slowing down energy with economic impact on Black America. We are glad to be able to bring local and national information fairly on slowing down energy with its economic impact on Black America, which reaches both far and wide. Today, I'd like to share with our listening audience here in the market area some information concerning employment opportunities with strong works increase. This is a program which has been providing job opportunities through Benny Rose Northeast. Now, if you are a DC resident and you are interested in possible career in renewable energy and you are interested in becoming involved in the solar aspect of that, you need to be contacting the offices of Rick Office, Mid-Atlantic. Their telephone number is 202-602-0191. Once again, that number is 202-602-0191. And they are presently working with the second group of candidates that have applied since the awarding of the $945,000 grant from the Department of Energy of the Ultimate Minute Matter to assist 100 low and moderate income residents in the District of Columbia obtain PV systems on their home. If you qualify for that particular program, as well as to assist 75 DC residents to become PV installers. As I prepared for the show today, I will make a call. They just completed their 12 weeks, of course, and they're in the process of working with those candidates now that are in training. So, once again, you want to look at the solar works program, which operates with three cohorts here and up to 75 present, trained 75 each present to install some. The summer session will engage the Green Zone Environmental Program, with deep participants enrolled in the DOE Marion Harris Summer Youth Deployment Program, program, well, with fun and special sessions will be open to district residents 18 and over. So that will give you the detailed information on this workforce development training program. If you've been listening to Airways, this show, Solar Now, and the pet peeve about the lack of workforce development training being offered in the African American community for our millennials who are interested in getting into the entry level job position, which is that of sales representative as well as PP installation itself. There are also online courses being offered through Texas Catholic University, Lord Pastor Texas. This past reached out to get a spokesperson from that organization to come on our show to talk about the various programs that the North American Board of Practitioners also offers to train young people. But these training courses are often offered through the university online, but unfortunately, none of our agencies have signed off with the North American Board of Practitioners, our site providers. As we started our program, we talked about the fact that low-tech energy is one of the leading companies in the world in hydrogenetics. Low-tech is a project developer utilized hydrogenetic turbines to generate natural power. The outflow area of dam. Wiltech leveraging the existing infrastructure to bring additional power online without further social or environmental harm. Wiltech performing pertaining to life. It embodies the life of founder Jerome Gringo and has been a leader in by the belief that the solution exists in the world is a big problem. Now, some of the solutions that low-tech has, in fact, worked on the continent are very numerous as it relates to getting to a lot of our application. Matter of fact, access to electricity is paramount, economic growth, and the better quality of life. Low-tech is utilized high-growth kinetic turbines, which captures significant energy from the outflow of dams. Low-tech has delivered additional generation without additional infrastructure and any further environment of society effects. Impact. The hydrogenetic units are modular units which can be rapidly deployed to reduce the waste of time. Today, Low-Tech is actively involved in bringing turbines to the developing world. This is an amazing, amazing feat that Mr. Jerome Gringo has accomplished with his organization. The former head of diversity for the Department of Energy, Dr. Harris, who headed that agency, now working for Mr. Jerome Rigo's organization, and they are a class act beyond the shadow of a doubt. Now, we had technical difficulties on yesterday. Mr. Rico was trying to get into our studio for realize that this type of technology that exists for the people more to realize that this is an African American owned one organization, and this gentleman is truly a guy in this area of concentration. Now, we intend always to bring news that you can use. So when we create follow-up on this weekly news along to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivepc.com. And you can click on our news in the events tab. And please go to our January archive link. Click on that and scroll down, and you'll be able to read the article which announced back on January 14th the working relationship that has been created with Ghana has emerged as the first location to focus on hydrogenetic power solutions. Those that capacity has worked in partnership with Toby Asp, Director of Zotech Ghana Operations, to promote the technology and negotiate how a territory agreement with the Electricity Company of Ghana to bring sources of hydropower to Ghana beginning in 2016. The U.S. Space has a new dam located in both rivers in southeast Ghana with an array of hydrokinetic turbines, which turbines are rapidly deployed and utilized in this infrastructure, thus accelerating the pace of the achieve additional output. The utility has skyrocketed over the past decade, particularly hydropower, which more than energy storage in the world. 76% of all renewable global energy is hydro electricity. In fact, global hydro power worldwide has increased by 45% since 2014, up 4% in 2014 alone. Zotech is the project development, as we indicated, Zotech is the project development. And utilize hydrokinetic turbines to generate substantial power in the fashion. Our focus is to capture the enormous amount of potential energy through the outflow of the area of danger. This is an outstanding piece of technology which has been developed by Zotech Energy. These turbines are being used to generate energy on the continent. Back here also, as African Americans here in the States, talking about what we need to be doing on the planet. This is someone who's not talking, and this is someone voice, and that is the big difference. We have conversations every day about what we plan to do, but actually be doing it is a whole, it's a whole scenario, it's all game. Now, as we many of you know, well, this is still here in Washington State. And we looked at a number of issues surrounding these and it's true to form, as they say, get back what you put in. And if you don't put anything in, you don't get anything out of it. Which seems to be a very, very situation. In today's business, we were able to bring you this information on Zotech Energy, and we will as we say, taking your calls, and we'll be right back after our brief interview here on the airwaves, over now and the future with the second album here, Impact on Black America. So as we do every week, we truly focus on bringing you to that you can definitely feel here on the
life is a song worth singing. I don't sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Black America, and once again, this show is brought to you by the Positive Check Purchasing Cooperative, and you can log on to our website at www.positivecheck.com. That's www.positivecheck.com. And click on our news this tab. If you can find an amazing database of information that you have taken time to research your meeting information and to educate those who are interested in going over what is going on energy and renewable energy sector in the world. So this is a, according to CETA, the Solar Industry Trade Association, the solar component of renewable energy generated billions of dollars for the U.S. economy in 2016 and $1.4 trillion worldwide. According to the World Co-op of America, electricity generated $364 billion. That's $1 billion every day for the U.S. economy. In 2016, and out of that, $200 billion was generated by solar energy. There is a recent China energy report. Now, most of us, we are very, very aware that last week, if you weren't hiding under a stone somewhere, was the Congressional Black Caucus legislative weekend. And the Arlington Jackson, Texas, he in fact did host a seven form brain trust of energy from the impact of energy on the global economy, including by, as I said, the Honorable Stephen Jackson, Congresswoman Bell Jackson. And I guess it was very, very timely when we are looking at the fact that Hurricane Harvey has ravaged Houston. We've had Hurricane Irma ravaged South Florida. And we still have Hurricane Maria in the United States going up to Minnesota. These storms have caused economic devastation in these areas. Houston, Texas has a PPP of $503 billion annually. That's what by a local media paper, newspaper there called that the impact of Harvey is $190 million. He has done quite a devastation of both Katrina and Clint. So we're not talking about something that's going to be for this year to come, as well as South Florida. We also have to look at the U.S. Virgin Islands and the U.S. island of Puerto Rico, which 45% of his time was his cohorts of the Republican Party talking about what a great job his organization is doing. But based on all the reports that we can gather from those sources, from issues affecting communities of color, that's not so much what's going on right now. People are suffering and they need your support. The only organization that I would encourage those of the African American community to provide some type of funding is to get in contact with Tom Jordan, Black American Web Fund, $1,000 gift cards to those individuals who have responded to his charity that he is with $20,000 of his own money to, in fact, launch this. I think that the daughter has done a tremendous service to the African-American community, and he has constantly been beating the drum that he's very, very appreciative of those that have contributed to that fund in your school. So we want to thank all those entities who have given those teams the intent again, and we're going to move on with our programming here on the airwaves, so we're now in the future with the economic impact on Black America. So we actually feel that we owe this to our listening audience, the African American people, to sort of reiterate the very African American radio talk show, talk about the conditions actually on the ground. And it's not the same situation that's being presented by being mainstream media. So we want to make it plain that those who listen to the airwaves of Solar Now in the stupidest economic impact on Black America, that we're trying to stay up on top of these issues. As we know, there is numerous things going on that affect the African American community. This is just an issue. So as we prepare to move forward with what we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio, we in fact will continue to beat this drum around the issue of, as I address the issue of the Brain Trust, which was held at the Washington Convention Center, it was truly a pleasure to be able to go to that home as I tried to attend it and speak with those leaders from the African American to feel the benefit surrounding the issue of climate change as well as those business opportunities that exist with renewable energy and with energy on the continent of Africa. And a number of the presenters were from Nigeria, and they talked about various opportunities that are available for those I see that as an arena that is our African brothers who have what they call don't really look at what's going on with renewable energy as it relates to the manufacturing aspect of the renewable energy revolution. Because we know that climate change comes from the carbon buildup in our atmosphere. And it's an oxidation process. And the melting of the global gas and the warming of the ocean, this is giving fuel to these devastating storms that we are experiencing here in continental U.S. There were a number of issues raised about the environmental fallouts of meeting up rivers and these issues. Well, we know that to be true here in continental U.S. And I don't see we as African Americans being as far advanced than our brothers and sisters on the homeland of the continent of Africa. Matter of fact, we're probably further behind because when you begin to look at the Sunshine Identity Program, which President Barack Obama's administration brought to fruition, and you look at where we are now and where things are, truly, we are behind what you call the 8-ball. 220 utility scale solar goal achievement. This is September 12th, 2017. Our you are better get the 2020 utilities solar goal achieved by the Department of Energy announced today. The solar industry has achieved the scale to target set by the Sunshine Identity Program, which was launched under President Barack Obama's administration. When DOE launched the Sunshine Identity Initiative, it set an ambitious goal to make grid-connected solar electric market competitive with other forms of energy without subsidies. By 2020, 3 years earlier than expected, the average price of utility scale solar is now 6 cents per kilowatt hour. Residential and commercial scale solar costs have also come down steadily, lowering it 16 to 11 cents per kilowatt, respectively, as work continues to reach the 2020 National Renewable Energy Laboratory report. Molecule prices have been the largest driver of cost reduction, while more stubborn soft costs like labor, permitting, interconnections, customer acquisition financing, and grid integration remain a challenge. As it continues to work for more than 20 bubbles for commercial and residential solar. Solar Energy Office set to 2030 with greatly allowed building lines and affordability. Over the next decade, Texas will focus on the challenges to constrain the growth of solar while having the cost, bringing down the cost of solar. The Sunshine LOC bar chart 2030 goals of utilities met in 2020 with the support from setting solar industry has been able to dramatically cut the cost and has enabled technology innovation and market making America to lead in research and innovation in energy sectors in the last 10 years. The amount of solar installed in the U.S. has essentially from 2009 megawatts in 2000. 2008 to 4 to 47.1 gigawatts in 2017. Enough energy to power equipment to 9.1 average American homes, representing a 1.5% of the nation's electricity supply. Learn more about the Sunshine Identity Research impact every step of the ongoing solar process. Now, this information is available on our website at www.positivechange.com. Please click on our news and events tab, and you will be able to read more concerning this particular goal, which has been reached by the Sunshine Identity Initiative, which also there is a video for in our video gallery where you can listen to, go on and listen, look at the video, and you can hear President Barack Obama in his own words talking about the Sunshine Identity Initiative, which was the biggest thing that his administration did, even though everybody's talked on the Affordable Care Act. The Sunshine Identity Program is the largest thing that can erase the legacy of the 44 presidents of the United States who happen to be that of African American descent. Now, we know this, but very few people know that in doing so, the 45 administration has planned cuts as deep as 47% in the Department of Energy. Now, what I found very, very interesting is there was a presenter at the Brain Trust, Gina Jackson, who is acting now head of the Office of Diversity there at the League, and she indicated that there were no such setbacks. She also indicated that there was no such thing as gag order on the OEP. Now, I've been told that by a number of very, very reliable sources, so I didn't go into detail because her question to me was, well, have you been talking to me? So I've been talking to her. That's what I'm talking about, and I will not do that thing. Airways up and down. Economic impact on South America. It's very, very disturbing to me that you have people who look like us, but to stay in faith and to keep their good job, they're willing to give out half information, and that's what I mean, half information. So when I asked Mrs. Atkinson if she could talk about the proposed budget, which is public information, Congress, second DOE budget, that you can talk about that. Well, if you can't talk about public information, what can you talk about? Because without those funding resources coming from the federal government, then it goes from the federal government to the state, not from the state to the federal government. So it's very clear to me that you would give us some misinformation, but like I said, 50-50 and half a dozen of where we are as people in the United States of America when it comes to the issue of renewable energy. This industry, the ship has sailed, and Black America has been left behind. And that's a fact. The numbers don't lie. You can go to our website, and we have an article to address the exact issue. It provides the actual amount and number as it relates to employment, as it relates to employment of African Americans in the solar and renewable energy industry. So we know for a fact that we can't make anyone do anything. But we also know that the information is out there. We do research. When I began to do provide opportunities for those who look like me to come on our show, because even though we created this platform gives those who are African Americans in the field of energy an opportunity to come on our show and talk about what's going on in their workplaces every day, because they do know what's going on in this field, because they, most of them, work hard and do excellent jobs. But they have a job, and how is what they're doing helping to create employment opportunities for people from our community? Now, I spoke with the Mrs. Glennis Wade with DC Utilities, and she informed Green Jobs Fair that was put on by a group called Leaders in Energy. I think the young lady was Ms. Amy Fidel. She was on the airway. She came on our show. And that particular workshop was an employment workshop, which was held here in Washington, D.C. And as it comes from the DMV market area, we know that the 100 block South Capitol Street Southeast is where our community used to live, but both of those houses have been torn down and destroyed. Now you have office structure there as well as National Stadium. But it was very, very interesting that there were only one African student there that attended his Green Jobs Fair. So I asked Mrs. Wade why aren't there more African Americans attending his work there? And she didn't have an answer. She sort of heard this back to Mrs. Fennell, who was the organization was sponsoring group there. But I find this to be the normal move of thumb. So I reached out to people like Reverend Yarwood to get my talk. This is his spokesperson, Brother Ali. They are authors talking about the issue of climate change. But we want our listening audience to know that there's another aspect of this industry. There are great business opportunities, especially when we begin to look at the area of electric vehicles and when we begin to talk about charging infrastructure and those things of that nature. We definitely need to be addressing how do we create more opportunities for our community in this arena. So we intend to beat this drum here on the airway solar now and listen to with its economic impact on Black America, and to try to bring you information that you can use on a daily basis to try to make some sense out of an industry that's generating billions of dollars. And we spend billions of dollars in this industry. Matter of fact, the American Association of Blacks in Energy put out a very dated study in 2009, and in 2009, since we get $41 billion in energy, we only had 1.1% of the jobs, we only had 0.8% of the wealth, and we have no manufacturers in the supply chain. When we look at the issue of energy, also, the Solar Foundation, fast forward 2015, as I indicated, there is an article that is on our website called Black America, Numbers Don't Lie. We only make up 6.6% of the workforce in the solar and renewable industry. And that article, you know, can see that approximately 2015, 260,000 people working with the solar and renewable industry. Now, it also shares with the fact that the breakdown of that workforce in terms of ethnicity as well as gender was 23.8% women, 11.3% Hispanic, 8.3% Pacific Islanders, Asians, 8.3% gender. When it came to, when it comes to the African American community, of course, we bring in the bottom of 100,000 more jobs were created in the solar industry. But when we begin to look at demographics of when renewable portfolio standards are in place, those legislative policy items that have to be in place, like net meter, community solar, these are public policy renewable portfolio standards, which are only in about approximately 20 states and less. When we begin to look at the 19 southern states that has between 40% and 60% of the African American population base, we don't have renewable portfolio standards, which means that in that local marketplace, a place that major utility providers, which would be, for example, here in the DMV market area, we have Pepco and Exxon. The North Carolina market area has to begin it. You will find that those required by law to provide a certain percentage of energy, for example, here in Washington, it is now 5%, but it's projected to go up to 50% by 2032, and there's a sliding scale where it has to increase. Early, it is also a different number because a jurisdiction has put in different renewable portfolio and private solar utility providers. And they are fine if they don't earn able to purchase that we call service or use credits from their local market area. But in the District of Columbia, the fact that you don't have enough facilities, even residents are paying approximately $15 million for the energy. And there is another story behind this story, because there's always another story in that story. And we had the privilege of having the chairman of the Public Service Commission here in Washington talk about the issues as it relates to the renewable development, which was put in place to assist 100,000 UC low and moderate income residents reduce their utility bills by 50% by year 2023. Now, this one was put in place approximately 5 years ago, and the DC City Council and reprogrammed approximately out of $67.5 million, $47 million that month. And the last time that was taken in directing funds from that renewable portfolio development fund was May of this year, and it was the last straw for Chairman Kane, and she wrote a very, very good thing article which appeared, and she came on this show and talked about that. And these are issues that have to be discussed in our communities. So, there seems to be people talking about STEM education, STEM education, cyber. So if you're not creating any business in your home, an environment of HBCUs, out of 106 HBCUs, we only have 2 HBCUs that have spoken upon during the tenure of Barack Obama, which was the University of Maryland that put together a 15-acre farm, 17-acre solar farm, which has reduced their output expenditures by 15%. This was the information I was able to get from Dr. Dunn, the head of school of engineering, when we traveled down last year to do a little research on what was going on and learning that solar farm there, as well as University of Virgin Islands, who has a solar farm. Now, that I was not able to ask the brain trust at the CDC is what happened to the memorandum of understanding that was signed by 7 historically black colleges early on January 17, 2017. Unfortunately, our president at IHBCU did not get the memo. But all of this information can be found on our website at policychange.com. That's policychange.com. And as we call or get prepared to close out another show here on the airway of Solar Now and the future with the economic impact on Black America, we like folks to realize that this show is being brought to you by the positive change purchasing cooperatives. And as we said, our blueprint of self-reliance and economic self-reliance for solar and renewable companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African American solar installation companies to address the economic effects and high energy costs that are HBCUs to utilize Black owned farmlands and expansion for solar installation for under and unemployed young Black men and women. And by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, the BSF HBCU Solar Radio Cultural Initiative, as well as Scotton Communications. Scotton Communications specializes in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online production, letter production, online production, speech writing, book writing, editing, publishing, bureau management. Contact information is scottcommunications.com. Network.com, that's Scotton Communications Network.com, and your contact person will be Dr. Wendell Bethesda. And once again, thank you very much for joining us on the airwaves of Solar Now and the future with an economic impact on Black America. And as we close out another exciting show, thank you for joining us.
Life is a song worth singing. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.